Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is a
to do it. During the week, this coming up week, when you're at work, if you're at school, wherever you are, you might be pumping gas. Just start saying, amen.
Amen.
Just give him a clap off and say, I love you, Lord. I love you. They might look at you weird, but you won't.
Glory.
Better see a lot of clapping at Voice of God.
Amen.
Lots of clapping. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. Did you have a red letter warning?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Did you drive the stake down?
Amen.
You were that were up here at the altar, you were out there. That stake that the Lord Jesus went through that prophet. He told us, I love that. That man out in the field, he said, he drove that stake down and pointed him back. You don't have to keep coming. You don't have to point him back. That's your anchor. It's solid and you can't be moved. It's not, oh, this Sunday, and oh, it's the next Sunday, and it's the next Sunday. It's done.
Amen. Yes.
It's a finished work. Are you happy for a finished work?
Amen.
What do we want to get right into the message? But I was reading this quote this afternoon. It was from the message that we heard the other day, and just something about reading quotes. It's just listening to the message or read a quote. And it is truly spiritual food. It feeds us. It's what keeps us going. And it's, Brother Branham told, this was on the message, an absolute that we had the other night. And why is it important that God's bringing us in unity? What's so important about the unity? Brother Branham says, now you see, we are not a divided people. We've got to be united because each one of us holding a part of God, and we must come together, and then the pillar of fire is manifested in the wholeness. That's rich. In its fullness, when his church, is that you? I'm his church right here. Sets together. Are we sitting together in heavenly places?
Amen.
He says, when it's sitting together in heavenly places, then the fullness of the power of God is in his church.
Amen.
The fullness of power. Each one of us holding spiritual gifts, spiritual offices, coming together brings that pillar of fire back again.
Amen.
The pillar of fire is right here, right now.
Amen.
The same one that led the children of Israel across the sea into the promised land. Right there is right here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I feel him. I just feel him and I love him. And so wonderful this morning to be able just to worship him and feel his presence and what he's done for us. And trying to bring that bride and united back together again. That truly setting together in heavenly places is what God wants to do for us. And to bring us together, what he's allowed us to do, looking forward to what he's going to do with great anticipation. But this afternoon, it's that I had something that was upon my heart that I want to ask of each of you to do. And I want to ask you, is if this next week that's coming up, besides you clapping, going around wherever you are, and you're clapping your hands, and you're rejoicing, and you're praising the Lord, I want you to do that. But I want you to pray for somebody. I want you to think about somebody. Somebody that maybe you've got a little problem with. Somebody you got a little quabble with. Might be family. It might be somebody that, if you don't have, say, Lord, I ain't got nothing against nobody or anybody else. Well, you're a better Christian than me. Because everybody does. I don't mean that you hate them, you can't stand them or doing that. If you got that, then you need to be right down here. But I mean somebody you might disagree with. You might not understand just right. Or you might have fussed with. Or you've just got a problem with. We all got that, don't we? Ones that didn't raise their hands, and you're not telling the truth, because it's the enemy's always there. He's always there. And I want you to make a commitment this week is to pray for them. All this week. You call out their names. You get somebody on your heart and you pray for them. Sincerely pray for them. It's, Lord, just be with Brother Samuel. You know, he has a hard time. That's not what I'm talking about. Well, he don't see things quite like me, but, you know, bring him around my way. It's not what I'm talking about. I mean having a burden for them, to love them, to pray for them. And you'll see a change in your life. You'll see a change in this church if you do that. Sincerely. And just every day. And may it be something that the Lord just kind of placed upon my heart. Is before you eat every meal. That way it'll be a reminder. Y'all got smartphones. You might need to put it on the smartphone. Remind me to pray for. But every time that you put a bite in your mouth before you do. Is pray for that person. Would you do that this week for
Amen.
Me? Amen. I'm going to throw an extra one in there. Then when you get done praying for them, pray for me.
Amen.
We have, before we have a word of prayer, we have another baby dedication, the Brown family. So if we want to play our dedicational song, please, Samuel, come up here. Are they here tonight? Oh, there they are.
Bring them in. Bring them in.
Brown. Yeah. Yeah. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to stand here and to hold this token of love, Lord, that you give to this family. Lord, as they come up here tonight to give this little one back into your hands, Lord Jesus, as a dedication to you and his life. Father, may you bless this child, Lord. May you be with it all the days of its life, Lord. May it be an example to others, Lord. And Father, may you be with this family, Lord, that they'd raise up the child and to love you in this word, Lord. May they always place that word first. Lord, we take him and we give him back into you, into your hands as dedications. May you bless him and be with him. Be with this family, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for this love gift that you've given into their home. Now we give him back to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask these things. Amen. Spirit to come and to be with us tonight as we bow our heads. We have many prayer requests that have been turned in up here. We know that the Lord knows it, each and every one of them. As you notice, I always try when the prayer requests come, we leave them up here on this pulpit. And we don't have relics and things like the Catholic Church, but we do hold certain things sacred. And I thank the Lord, this pulpit, the privilege that we're standing behind, that God's prophet stood behind it. And he's still standing behind it, bringing us the word every time we come together. We always leave the prayer request up on here. Brother Bram says we leave it there until the anointing is just right to pray for him. But we know that each one of you have prayer requests too. And we each have needs. We each have thanksgivings too to the Lord. This tonight, let's be sure to thank him for a wonderful morning that he gave us. Let's just thank him a little bit before we go into prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit this morning. Lord, what you did for us, just to feel your presence and to know that you love us so much. That, Lord, you brought us the word, you saved us, you placed us here. We're able to just bask in your wonderfulness, Lord. How wonderful. Thank you, Lord. But Lord, we're also needy, very needy, Lord. But you are the great I am. And you're more than able to meet our needs. And even your prophet said this morning how he said he was going up and down the aisles and he's moving back and forth. He's here just moving around. We feel your presence, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, we just want to come and invite you to be here with us and to meet our requests, Lord. So as you raise your hand to him, say, Lord, you know my request, you know my need, you know what it is, and that you're more than able to meet it. And let's just sing that welcome song to him as we reach out and touch the Lord, because he's coming up and down the aisle. He's coming beside you to meet your need. Do you believe it? Then receive it in the name of the Lord. Reach out.